Hi guys, a beautiful morning to you. Today's Bible reading I'm taking from 2 Kings 13 and 2 Kings 14, and our memory verse taking from 2 Kings 13, verse 19. And the man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck 5 or 6 times, then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it, but now you will strike Syria only 3 times. Let's take a few moments to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to be saying to us today. In the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 17 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He did not depart from them. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Ahaziah, king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Ahaziah, all their days. So Jehoahaz pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. Then the Lord gave Israel a deliverer, so that they escaped from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before. Nevertheless, they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who had made Israel sin, but walked in them, and the wooden image also remained in Samaria. For he left of the army of Jehoahaz only 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. For the king of Syria had destroyed them and made them like the dust at threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, all that he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jehoahaz rested with his fathers. They buried him in Samaria. Then Joash, his son, reigned in his place. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Judah, Joash the son of Jehoahaz became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 16 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but walked in them. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, all that he did and his might with which he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Joash rested with his fathers. Then Jeroboam sat on his throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen." And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hand on the king's hand, and he said, "Open the east window." And he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of the deliverance from Syria, for you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them." Then he said, "Take the arrows." So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, "Strike the ground." So he struck 3 times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck 5 or 6 times. Then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only 3 times. Then Elisha died, and they buried him. And the raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was, as they were burying a man, that suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. And Ahaziah, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. But the Lord was gracious to them, had compassion on them, and regarded them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not yet destroy them or cast them from his presence. Now Ahaziah, king of Syria, died. Then Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his place. And Jehoash, the son of Jehoiada, recaptured from the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Ahaziah, the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoiada, his father by war. 3 times, Joash defeated him and recaptured the cities of Israel. In this chapter, we see that the city of Israel, the people of Israel, were in distress because they were not in the path of the Lord. they refused to go in the path of the Lord. They cried out, but then God did not also want to cast them out because of the promises and the covenant that he made to their forefathers. Whatever promise God makes to you, he will stand by it, whether you count it or not. He is God. He is faithful always. We see in this same chapter that Joash came to see Elisha and cried out about the oppression that was going on in Israel. And Elisha said, "Oh yeah, strike the ground." This king struck the ground 3 times. This man had an open check. He could have struck the ground 100 times if he wanted. But this goes to show how when God gives us an open check, sometimes, and most times in fact, we limit these things, we limit the hand of God because of our mind, because of how far we can see. The Bible says that Elisha said, "Take the arrows." This king took the arrows and he struck the ground 3 times, which means that he definitely had more arrows than 3. Why didn't he use all the arrows that he took from Elisha and struck it on the ground? There are many times that we've been equipped to many things. Equipped for success. I once read in a book by Miles Morrow that the vision is for us. Even though we get the vision and the ideas from God, the vision is for us. But then the resources and the provision is from God. What does it mean? Meaning that when God gives us a vision, it is already a finished work. He has already provided all the things needed for you to go through it. So as in every step that you go through, he will equip you with exactly what you need. This king was given, I believe, more arrows than 3. But then he struck the ground only 3 times. What would have happened if he struck the ground with all the arrows he had? He would have overcome Syria in his own days. But then he only fought Syria 3 times. And he won. But then after that, he was defeated. Use all that God has given to you. You've been equipped for success. Another thing that is peculiar about this particular chapter is the fact that Elisha was sick. When this king came to see him, Elisha died, and then the dead body of another man touched Elisha's bone and he rose up. And I came to wonder what happened here. I've often heard of stories of prophets healing the sick, raising the dead, and they themselves being sick. And I keep on telling God that, "God, I'm not going to practice this kind of Christianity where I will be the disperser. Imagine the tap being parched of water and it's still the one giving water. It's not possible." This is why we need to internalize every word of God. Every word of God that comes through us is not just for people that God has sent it to. It is for us as much as the people that we are giving it to. Are you preaching healing? That healing is for you. Are you preaching a revival? That revival is for you. Are you preaching salvation? Salvation is also for you. There are many prophets that through them, many people have been saved. But then in the end, they lost their life in ways that we wouldn't even imagine for mere people. I've heard many stories. But then it all comes to the point of, are you making use of what you know? Are you making use of what you preach? Make sure you partake of all that is in Christ as much as you preach it to. We move on to the next chapter. In the 2nd year of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehohadan of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like his father David. He did everything as his father Joash had done. However, the high places were not taken away, and the people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. Now it happened, as soon as the kingdom was established in his hand, that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. But the children of the murderers he did not execute, according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, in which the Lord commanded, saying, "Fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall be put to death for his own sin." He killed 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, and took Selah by war, and called its name Jokthiel, to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let us fight one another in battle." And Jehoash, the king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, "The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as wife.' And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You have indeed defeated Edom, and your heart has lifted you up. Glory in that, and stay at home, for why should you meddle with trouble that you fought, you and Judah with you?" But Amaziah would not eat. Therefore, Jehoash, king of Israel, went out. So he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and every man fled to his tent. Then Jehoash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh. And he went to Jerusalem and broke the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, all the articles that were found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasuries of the king's house, and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Now, the rest of the acts of Joash, which he did, his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jehoash rested with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then Jeroboam, his son, reigned in his place. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the King of Judah? And they formed a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah after the king rested with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria and reigned 41 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the sea of the Arabah, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant, Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was from Gath Ephah. For the Lord saw that the afflictions of Israel was very bitter. Whether bound or free, there was no helper for Israel. And the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam and all that he did, his might, how he made war, and how he recaptured for Israel from Damascus and Hamath, which had belonged to Judah, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jeroboam rested with his fathers, the kings of Israel. Then Zechariah, his son, reigned in his place. In this chapter, we see the coming and the passing of many kings. We see that there were some that they walked in the way of the Lord, but did not walk with as much energy and with all their hearts as David did. Some of them, they completely moved away from the path of the Lord and just started going and coming and going and coming. We see the entire cycle in this chapter. I mean, part of it though. There's a lot to learn about giving your entire heart to God. David's name kept on being repeated in almost every chapter, and the people saying that, oh, they did not follow the Lord as much as their father David did. Yes, they might have followed him, but not as much as David did. How much are you willing to give into your pursuit for God? How much energy, how much of your heart? Are you willing to give all or some or just a little? It will tell. And this is how we end today's Bible study. Hope you guys have a great day, filled with inviting the Holy Spirit into your daily activities. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more.